Hello and welcome to another episode of Everything Fraser Coast. My name's Rebecca. I'm a different host today and I've got Justine here as a guest.
Oh, this is so nerve-wracking.
You're on the other side.
I'm on the little seat.
You're in the firing line of all the questions.
Oh, no.
We thought we might shake things up today and switch seats so that I could interview Justine. So this morning we've had a little bit of a chat about a few things that Justine was looking to do in her future and we wanted to tell everyone else about it.
Yeah.
So tell us about audio memories.
Thanks, Beck. Well, through this journey of developing a podcast and talking to a lot of people, I really enjoy and quite passionate about sharing stories with other people. And I've recently purchased my mixer and these headphones, and it's made me think that I can take this in another direction as well. So still keep doing my podcast, Everything Fraser Coast, and keeping it completely free the way I love it to be. But I can see something that I can add value to myself, but also to other people as well, called audio memories.
Yeah. We were talking about it this morning about, you know, the key to business is always branching into something else. And you've got all this amazing gear. It's so fun to be on this side and be playing with it. It might as well be used for something else.
Yeah. Well, actually, it's funny because the podcast idea came after my daughter said to me when my vision first went on Australia Day, "Mum, have a listen to a podcast. You'll love it." And it from listening to a podcast just once, my mind started thinking, I can do this. This is something that I can do and really enjoy doing. So when I bought my mixer and the professional microphones and all the gear, my kids were super excited, really excited.
And Mom, you play with it all the time.
I've let them have access to it as well. Yep. So I just said, don't change the settings. Whatever, you know, you can play with the volumes and all that, but don't change the actual microphone settings because that's too hard for me to do again. So Holly and I started sitting down. My daughter and I, sorry, I'm not supposed to say her name, sitting down and having conversations. And she was adamant, "Mum, you can't broadcast this." I said, no, this is for me because now with the vision being so reduced, I really don't enjoy looking at photos. I don't enjoy photo albums. To me, my ears prick up with audio and I'm much more audio focused now, which made me think, actually the other thing that I found talking with Holly, my daughter, just having a chat and asking her about her day and she was doing her a very good impression of a teenager that didn't want to be there. But it was all in good fun. What I found was it actually drew us into a conversation space that I can't say I've ever been before. It was very focused on what we were saying. It was our breathing. It was all the little just personalized speech characteristics that you don't notice until you're 100% focused on that person through a microphone.
Yeah, you're not playing with your smartphone while you're doing this.
No.
You're just concentrating.
There's something about hearing yourself through a microphone, knowing that no one else is hearing as well, other than the person you're talking to, that makes you want to talk more because you're going, oh, that's my voice.
Yeah.
So that little journey that we had just in the last few weeks made me think there's so many opportunities here for other people to experience using this equipment to create audio memories.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. I know for me, I lost my Nana over a year ago now, but the one thing that I don't have is a record of her voice. Yeah. And she had the most amazing laugh and she'd talk so loud and to random people in the shopping centre. And her sister and I, we all share the same kind of personality. We're all very loud and we all laugh.
That's dangerous.
Yeah. I know, the three of us in a room, just everyone else leaves and then we don't even notice that everyone's gone. We go, oh, where'd they all go? Oh, they went outside. But I don't have a record of her voice. I have a lot of photos but the vision of her is ingrained in my memory. I'll never forget what she looks like. But sometimes I start thinking like I'm forgetting what she sounded like and I have to try really hard to remember.
Yeah.
So having an audio recording of her would be so amazing. You know, just that keepsake of someone, or I know that that's only one avenue. The other avenue is just having conversations. But, to have a record of someone that you love and their sound is something very special.
Yeah, so what I'm thinking is certainly it's something that I can help people with if you want to have a conversation with a loved one or a friend or to rectify something or just any kind of personal conversation. It's not something for me to record and keep for myself. It can be recorded or it doesn't have to be recorded and you own it. But probably what I'm more interested in doing is recording stories from people or messages that they want to share. So it could be a loved one who's, for whatever reason, not going to be with us for much longer. It could be a message for someone's 21st or 50th, who knows. It could be the first words of a baby,
yeah,
you know, a toddler. There's so many different audio captures that you can do, and I'm just putting it out there to see if it's going to have some grounds and people are interested.
I love watching the videos that pop up on memories on Facebook of my kids and listening to how my son used to speak and showing him, and it's so cute to have that sound.
I guess, and that's where I'm trying to differentiate the difference between having a audio mixed with a visual.
Mm.
To listen to a audio without the distraction of a visual, you really listen a lot deeper.
Yeah.
So that's the difference. And, put it out there.
Yeah.
I like the idea and I've got the
stories are really the soul of life. When I stand on stage and I present about something to do with business and you think you're probably just going to get a whole bunch of facts about business, the way that I actually make my audience listen is to tell a story. And it will be related to the facts that I'm giving. Stories are something that just draw people in. So it's the stories is that connects all of us and it pulls on those heartstrings and it gives emotion to everything.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It does. So this is a beautiful journey I'm on with my podcast and then seeing how I can use this equipment in other ways to add value to other people's lives. So
it's such an incredible gift to give to people.
Yeah, thanks, Beck.
Oh.
I'm hoping so. I can do a recording with you one day.
Yeah, everyone tells me that I should write a book about my story, but I don't have the attention span to sit and write. So maybe I just need to record my story instead.
Yeah, mate, an audio book.
Yeah.
And I guess for an audio memory, I would not imagine my voice would be on the audio memory. It would not be me.
Yeah.
It would be the person telling the story. So yeah, so we'll see how this evolves. Thank you for your
interesting
support.
Watch this space.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for letting me be on this side of the desk and play with all of the buttons today.
You've resisted any sound effects.
I know.
No chirping crickets.
No.
Oh no.
There we go.
Is that I'm putting you to sleep? I'll do a blog on my website about the audio memories and see if anyone's interested there. And
that sounds good. So if you want any more information about audio memories or how it all works, make sure that you go to Justine's blog, have a look at that one and get in contact with her and have a chat. She's a lovely lady. She's not scary. And you can come and find out about it.
Thanks, Beth.
Thanks for joining me today.
Now get off my chair.
Yeah. Bye, everyone.
See ya.